This is The Informer, Joy's nightly news and current affairs program. We want to hear from you. Join the conversation, SMS us on 0427JOY949, email on air at joy.org.au or add us on Twitter at The Informer Joy.
Why is the rest of the world so obsessed with the sex lives of Australian gay and bisexual men? A paper published in The Lancet last week titled Community-Level Changes in Condom Use and Uptake of HIV Pre-Exposure Prophylaxis by Gay and Bisexual Men in Melbourne and Sydney, Australia, highlighted, amongst other things, an increase in PrEP use to protect against HIV, but a decline in condom use for men who are not taking the HIV prevention drug. Ian Muchmore speaks to Professor Martin Holt at the Centre for Social Research and Health at the University of New South Wales, now on The Informer, to find out about the data and make sure we're getting the whole picture.
What is so fascinating for the rest of the world about the sex lives of Australian gay and bisexual men?
Well, yes, it is a good question. I mean, as we know, there often sometimes appears to be somewhat prurient interest in the sex lives of gay and bisexual men. Obviously, gay and bisexual men in Australia, like in some other countries, are the population that is most affected by HIV. I guess the interest is because Melbourne and Sydney and Victoria and New South Wales more broadly have embarked on a very grand experiment to bring PrEP to a large number of gay and bisexual men in both jurisdictions. And we've seen, you know, very rapid uptake in PrEP. And our study looks at that uptake, but it also looks at the sexual practices of other gay and bisexual men, so men who may not be using PrEP themselves. And what's interesting about that is we see this really lovely and positive embracing of PrEP by gay men who were at risk of HIV but now, of course, are successfully protected from it. And that's shown really nicely in the results that we've got, which are drawn from the Melbourne and Sydney gay community periodic surveys, which many of your listeners will be familiar with. But at the same time, it also shows that consistent condom use among other men has also fallen a bit. Now, condom use remains the primary strategy for gay and bisexual men having casual sex. And it has been the primary strategy for a really long time. But we also know that consistent condom use has declined a bit over time because gay men have found other ways to protect themselves from HIV, and whether that be attention to HIV status or increasingly knowledge of undetectable viral load and now PrEP. And I guess the message from our research is generating attention is we're both saying, well, look, we're showing the successful rollout of PrEP at scale. And that's unusual internationally. Most countries have been a bit more reticent about promoting PrEP, even though we know it's really effective. But at the same time, it also shows a disruptive effect on condom use at a community level. And obviously, we have to pay really close attention to that, because ideally, we would like to increase PrEP use as much as we can for people who appear to be at high risk of HIV, because they will no longer be at risk. But we'd also like to sustain condom use and other protective measures in the population to get the biggest bang for our buck. And, you know, Australia is committed to trying to get HIV on an elimination pathway. And we've seen some really promising signs for guys on PrEP in New South Wales and Victoria, where, you know, so it's working incredibly well. And we've seen really promising reductions in diagnoses because of PrEP. But among other people, you know, we're not seeing those declines, and a concern is less consistent condom use in the rest of the population will undo those positive changes.
Let's not overwhelm people with the science, but can we break it down? So you're saying that you're seeing an increase, a big increase in the number of people taking PrEP in the last 2 or 3 years, accompanied by an equally rapid decrease in consistent condom use. Isn't this just what you would expect, that many, many more men are taking PrEP and they wouldn't you be comfortable that they're less likely to use condoms?
Yes, so I think the distinction that may be lost slightly is most guys who've gone on PrEP were already not consistently using condoms before. That's what made them eligible for PrEP in the first place or interested in it. What we're also seeing is a decline in consistent condom use among other men. So the surveys are at a community level. And so that's the concerning thing. You know, why are we seeing declines in condom use by guys who are not on PrEP themselves? And I think that's a conversation we need to have in the community. You know, we're still at a really early stage of PrEP rollout. If you think about it, we've only just got the public listing on the pharmaceutical benefits scheme. We don't even think that we're anywhere near kind of saturation coverage of PrEP for people who might benefit from it and people who are interested in it. So I think now is really the time when we're trying to encourage people to be aware that PrEP is available through the public system. There are many guys who, you know, may be periodically at risk of HIV because they don't consistently use condoms with their partners, and we'd really like them to consider PrEP now. The question, I guess, at an epidemiological level, which is, you know, will we continue to see declining HIV notifications in jurisdictions that roll out PrEP, is we don't want to see condom use fall too fast among guys who are not on PrEP. We don't expect everybody will want to go on PrEP. It may not be for everyone. But we know from the last couple of years that, you know, many parts of the country, like so out of Victoria and New South Wales, have had relatively low levels of access to PrEP, and we actually are expecting levels of PrEP use to increase around the country, which we're hoping will have a national impact on the HIV epidemic.
Is this about education, or is it that some gay and bisexual men are ignorant or complacent or irresponsible? We see all sorts of language bandied around in the media.
Yes, and that language is really depressing and kind of unhelpful. If you think about, I've never seen any research that has indicated that gay men are complacent or don't care about HIV. Like, in fact, the engagement with PrEP in the last 2 years really, and, you know, the accounts of men who come out of those studies showed, you know, this profound, you know, that men were really concerned about PrEP, about HIV, and then going on PrEP, they've experienced profound relief from fear of infection. And so that's one of the really amazing things it offers. And recklessness, you know, some critical commentators might point at that, go, well, why are we seeing this declining condom use? Well, within that, you'll have some guys who are actually actually having sex with guys on PrEP or men with undetectable viral load. So that interaction is safe. But we would also prefer those guys themselves, if they're doing that a lot, we would prefer that they were themselves protected by using PrEP. And I have a question about, like, other guys where perhaps they're not sure about the status of their partners or whether their partners are taking PrEP or whether they're on treatment or not. In those situations, we really still want men to use condoms if they're not certain about the status of their partner or whether their partner's on PrEP or has got viral suppression. And the survey data, it masks a bit of that, but, you know, in there, that is our concern, that norm of using condoms every time has changed, because obviously more guys are aware now that there are a range of options that they can choose from. However, we do want every gay man who's sexually active to choose a strategy that works for them and not just hope that other people are doing the right thing or that sex in general has got safer because they're aware other people are using PrEP. You know, we want everybody to play their part.
Do you think that there's a group of gay men or bisexual men and they're HIV negative, or maybe they're not sure, they're not taking PrEP and they're sort of taking it for granted that someone else is making the risk reduction strategies for them?
We don't know that for sure. There is a bit of qualitative research evidence from, you know, interviews with guys on PrEP who are saying they're coming across situations where they sort of suspect they're being sought out as partners. Prevention by proxy, you might call it, you know, where, like, their sexual partners are aware that if they have condomless sex, it's going to be safe for them, but they're not on PrEP themselves. I'm not sure at a community level that we're clear about that. It may just be that this, in the early stage of rollout, you know, that practices are a bit disrupted. Some of the other areas where there is concern are among, you know, recent migrants who've arrived in Australia who may know less about HIV and sexual health and prevention practices. Medicare ineligible people, also perhaps from who've recently arrived from overseas. And there are some, yes, structural questions there about, even if they're aware of PrEP, they may not know how they can access it. And I think those need to be addressed. In terms of awareness and knowledge, like, I mean, the surveys, the same surveys on which the Lancet HIV paper is based, show very rapid increase in awareness of PrEP among gay and bisexual men in Melbourne and Sydney especially. I mean, pretty much everybody has heard of it now. So I'm not sure it's awareness. Maybe knowledge, when we've looked at that, can be a bit patchy. People might not quite understand what it entails, that, you know, when it was first rolled out in Australia in the last few years, it involved, you know, we were recommending that people take a pill every day, and that's what the majority of guys using PrEP are doing at the moment. I mean, recently, a new option has been endorsed by doctors in Australia, HIV doctors, who've said, you know, that event-based dosing may work better for people who are not sexually active on a regular basis. And to summarise that as simply as I can, that's based on a big European study that was done that found that, you know, if you take two pills a few hours before you have sex, and then you take a pill the next day and a pill the day after around the sexual event, that is as effective as daily dosing in preventing HIV. And so recently, the experts in the clinical domain have endorsed that as a particular option. And I think that's kind of an interesting one, because that might encourage more engagement for men who might have concerns about taking medication every day or concerns about side effects. I mean, the studies seem to be showing that side effects are relatively minimal, and they're fairly temporary for people who start on PrEP. But, you know, it's understandable. Some people might go, I'm not sure I want to take medication every day. In that situation, if they're still interested, though, I would encourage that they talk to their GP or a specialist at a sexual health clinic about their options.
That was Ian Muchamore with Professor Martin Holt at the Centre for Social Research and Health at the University of New South Wales.
There is still more to come on Joy's The Informer, the news program from an LGBTI perspective.